How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Brought to you by Apple Card. Hey, you could be earning 2% daily cash back on that purchase. And that one. And even that one. That's because Apple Card users earn 2% daily cash back on every purchase, including everyday items they buy online or in-store when using their Apple Card with Apple Pay. Not an Apple Card customer? You can apply in the Wallet app on iPhone. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Terms and more at apple.co/benefits.
This is the Stinking Truth.
From franchise guy to franchise tag, we saw the benefit of the franchise tag, that it doesn't always have to be used as a weapon against the player. Sometimes, as is the case of Breece Hall, it just buys you time as an organization to work out a deal. They put the franchise tag on Breece Hall. He signed it, and now they've worked out a new contract. 3 years, $45 million. And he said in a post, quote, cried for the first time since I tore my ACL. This day really hit different for me, man.
Yeah.
Think he was crying over the contract because he's still stuck with the Jets.
He's just got to play for the Jets for another 3 years. Sorry. Got a little vomit in my throat. Listen, man, you know what? There are guys that you can think about that were unbelievable players, just unreal players, that never really reached kind of the height that they probably would have reached had they been able to go somewhere else, had they been able to play for a championship organization. And at the end of the day, Breece Hall feels like going to be one of those guys that was a really, really good, maybe even great back that will be a footnote in the history of the National Football League because he had to play and spend his entire career with the Jets. That, and if he does move, he'll move late when he's really washed. That's what it feels like to me. You know, and I mean, I don't know, off the top of my head, some guys that I just thought, man, that dude is an incredible player that probably is never going to get his due because, you know, he played for, back in the day, you know, when I first got in the league, you play for, like, New England had some unbelievable players that you think, did they ever really get credit for being
Russ Francis?
Right. Yeah. As like one of the greats.
Manning.
Yeah. Yeah. Like those type of guys that just played with a franchise that they just never were really ever going to elevate to superstardom because of that. That's what Breece Hall feels
but
like.
But he was stuck, right?
Yeah.
You know, you could play for the franchise tag on 1 year, but you play running back.
Right.
You never know. With injuries, so this you know, gives you a little bit of security.
Yeah.
Albeit with the Jets.
He's a fun guy to watch, man. He's a fun guy to watch play. He's a fun guy to watch at practice, man. He's got great energy. He's always like, he's just fun. He's he's one of those guys you want in your locker room. But I always feel bad for great players that play in bad organizations that never are going to get a chance to really win a championship.
Or he could be part of the turnaround with the Jets.
Okay. That's probably what'll happen. He'll probably turn that thing around.
Come on,
good
man.
Good point, Mike.
Come on, man.
Good.
I gotta try. I gotta play the game.
The winds of change are blowing through. Listen,
when this thing turns, man.
Oh my God.
You wanna be jump.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Up on the bandwagon,
yes,
man.
Yes, yes.
Don't be too late to that party.
Don't be too late to the facility over there. We used to call it the Meadowlands. What do they call that now? I don't know.
Florence Park, yeah, Florence Hill.
Florham Park. Yeah, winds of change blowing through there.
Florence Henderson Park, who knows?
Yeah.
Hey, Juwan Jennings, this is a little under the radar move that popped up over the weekend. Juwan Jennings
move.
To the Vikings.
Love
How
this.
How about that wide receiver room now?
Oh my gosh. Love. I love the addition of Juwan Jennings because that dude is just a football player, man. And listen, now all of a sudden you don't have to try to be the X. You don't have to try to be like you have got yourself the ability to come in there. To, I think, be a starter, but be the impact guy in the run game, be the impact guy on third downs that you've been, you know, a move the chains guy. But let me just tell you, you want to talk about a guy that sets a tone for an offense, a guy that mixes up with safeties and linebackers and has zero fear. Juwan Jennings is that guy. Now, the one thing you have to do when he's playing for you is you got to calm him down because that dude will get himself kicked out of a game. He is constantly scrapping, but I've always looked at him in his time with San Francisco as a tone setter, as a guy that was that from a physicality standpoint, that dude was the actuator of the offense, mixing it up with dudes and bringing great energy. He is a big time football player. And whatever you get production wise, catching the ball and stuff, that's secondary. That's like in San Francisco, I talk about George Kittle all the time. His biggest attribute is his willingness to block people, pancake people, mix it up with people. Anything you get out of him in the passing game, and he's great in the passing game, but it's just bonus. And that's Juwan Jennings. So this is a big-time move, and we'll see exactly how that plays out, the quarterback competition, all that stuff. But I love Juwan Jennings.
All right. Hey, just be forewarned. You want to come jump on that Jets train. Realize there may not be a seat available for you. Okay, I'm just saying.
All right, listen. I know I give the Jets a lot of grief. I do. And you guys have earned every single ounce of it that you get. I would love to see that train flip. It was great years back when it was ground and pound and... Yeah.
Rex, Sexy Rexy
was running the show.
Yeah.
That was a fun team to watch because they didn't worry about anything but trying to, you know, just trying to shorten your neck. And I loved watching that team. So I would love to see the Jets make that comeback, Mike. I guarantee you one thing. I'm not holding my breath.
I would advise you not to.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Even me driving the...
Jets bandwagon?
Bandwagon train. Even I'm not going to hold my breath.
All right. That bandwagon, that bus has no engine.
No, that's limping out of the gate.
You better just throw it in neutral and hope you're pointing downhill on that thing. So.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.